San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, August 10, 2025. Today's lesson is Think It True with Dr. Constance Cook Core. Lovely song. Together we can change the world. So welcome. Welcome home to San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. This year, we have been exploring simple abundance, loosely following the themes that are in this book, Simple Abundance by Sarah Bonbrethnot. And it's amazing just how simple things can be when we stop allowing ourselves to tangle our thoughts around everything. For the month of August, our theme is creativity, and today our lesson is Think It True. So let's anchor ourselves into this truth that we know is all that is. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation, and I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty. One indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our beings. And so it is. So creativity. I was looking back at the annual themes that we've had for several years, because we started the annual themes in 2005. And we have all the monthly themes that go with them. And creativity has come up several times. In fact, in the last few years, well, since 2018, I believe we've had creativity as a monthly theme three different times, which is amazing, but not quite as amazing as what we know about what creativity is. So when I look at words, our theme, I define the word. And so for this creativity, we can look at creativity, creation, and create, which is all the same thing. And to create is to bring something into existence, to bring something into existence, to evolve from one's own thought or imagination as a work of art or an invention. Now, that sounds kind of limiting, a work of art or an invention, but are we not creating the artistry of our lives every day? Are we not inventing how we react to other people, places, and things that are in our life every day? Because we're thinking about stuff. Today's lesson is Think It True. And it's kind of a play on words with think it through, but we don't want to just meander our thoughts and see, oh, well, now if I follow this thought, where's it going to go? What we want to do is we want to first decide where we want to be, not where our meandering thoughts might take us, but where we want to be, who we want to be, what we want to be. And we can think and change our thought through the power of the energy, the spirit, all of this, we can think it and it must happen. Our thoughts are things. If we have a mental equivalent, an image in our head of something, then it will be created based on how much faith and belief that we have. This is a little book called How to Speak Science of Mind, written by our friend, Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones, Dr. D. And he's a fun guy. He's a real fun guy. But he says, what is thought? In science of mind, we know that our thoughts are energy being directed in a specific way. The creative process begins with a belief, which then brings forth a specific thought. It is a movement of consciousness. Our thought originates as cause in our conscious mind, which then moves through our subconscious as law. In other words, our thoughts work through law, but that law is consciously set in motion. That's how thoughts become things. As soon as we think of something, the law, the creative principle of the universe, starts moving. As soon as we say something, it starts moving. That's its job. That's its job. Now, new thought is a correlation of the laws of science, opinions of philosophy, and the revelations of all religions. Ernest Holmes used to say, "There is a power for good in the universe, and you can use it." This is the same power used by Jesus the Christ to teach and to heal. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the Science of Mind movement and the author of many books, including the Science of Mind textbook and this Year of Daily Wisdom, 365 Science of Mind. It's a great book to have. In fact, there are places in it look like this. There's every now and then there's, you can't see him. Here we go. Here. And then there's this one. You can see all the marks all over it. Because that one's about light. And what is life? Life is light. So here, on page 53, Ernest Holmes writes, "Let us take a very simple lesson from nature. Perhaps from where you are sitting, you can see a tree in full bloom." Well, you can look out the window and see the bougainvillea drying up for the summer. "Remember that the tree's roots, the plant's roots, from which it draws its life, are entirely invisible. Unless the plant drew on this invisible source, it would never flourish. We have roots in the mind of God. Our personality, our individuality, everything we are and do that the world sees is really a result, an effect of our continually drawing on the infinite. We must come to believe that the creative spirit in back of all things also flows through us. We can think of as above, so below. And the Catholic sign of a cross, as above, so below. As within, so without." "I believe," this is Ernest Holmes talking, "I believe that every person is born to be creative and to live to the fullest, and to be happy and glad and prosperous and whole." So, every person is to be creative. But we first need an idea of what to create. We need to have some picture in our mind of what we want. That is called mental equivalence. Our thoughts create our reality. This is the Science of Mind textbook. It's a really good one. It's leather bound, and it has not just a glossary in the back, but it has an index and a concordance. So it's easier to find the passages that we need. Think of if you wanted to read a Bible and you wanted to read about something. Well, now you can go online and say, okay, what does the Bible say about? And it'll give you a bunch of references. Before the internet, we all used paper and pen. And before we had printing presses, we all could only see what the monks or the scholars hand copied. So information is precious. It is precious. In this book, the Science of Mind textbook, we call it, on page 281. This is paragraphs 3 and 4. And it's talking about Jesus' healing. Why is it that Jesus could say to the paralyzed man, "Take up thy bed and walk"? Because Jesus knew when he said this that the man would get up and walk. He not only believed that there was something to respond to him, but he had an equivalent of its response, which is just as necessary. The law is infinite and perfect, but in order to make a demonstration, we must have a mental equivalent of the thing we desire. A demonstration, like anything else in the objective life, is born out of a mental concept. The mind is the fashioning factor, and according to its range, vision, and positiveness, will be the circumstance or the experience. What is he saying? He is saying that what we see, what we think, what we feel in our minds is what we experience. He also says the way to proceed is to begin right where we are. Having a strong picture or mental concept and holding to that equivalent regardless of circumstances or conditions, we must sooner or later manifest according to the concept. Meaning that what you think about is going to come about, what you believe you're going to see. You may not see it, boom, immediately, but it's on its way, because as soon as you thought about it, this little process here that we call the divine creative process moved into motion. You have a thought, boom, the universe starts working its butt off to bring what you want to you, which is the good news and the bad news. He writes, the way to proceed is to begin right where we are. It is not scientific to attempt to begin somewhere else. In fact, it's impossible. We always can only start where we are. One who understands the systemic use of the law will understand that he is where he is because of what he is. He will not say, "I must remain where I am because of what I am." No. No, that is not true. Instead, he will begin to disclaim what he sees around him. If you see unloveliness, meanness all around you, you tend to believe in meanness. So what we want to do is look at the range of possibilities that are out there for us. We want to start where we are, use what we have, and do what we can. There is the section in here, 282, 3 and 4. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay. Stay with the one idea and never deviate from it, never leave it for a moment. Nothing else can equal this attitude. To desert the truth in the hour of need is to prove that we don't know the truth. You're gonna get what you believe in. So people will come up with affirmations and they will write an affirmation. But if they don't believe that they have the power moving through them, that the power exists in the universe to manifest, to demonstrate what they are affirming, it'll never show up. The things that we fear, that we give our attention to, is what's going to show up. What you see is what you get. There's a good example of life mirroring our thoughts. When we get up in the morning and we go into the bathroom and we look in the mirror, we don't see ourselves perfectly put together. We see probably messy hair, need to wash my face. If you're a guy, you're probably going to shave. And thinking about them will not change the reflection in the mirror. Only changing yourself, changing what you have done, changing how you act will change what is reflected back to you. So once I've looked in the mirror, then I go clean myself up, get dressed, and I can go and I can look in the mirror and say, aha, now that's a presentable look. And know that I was always presentable. It was just the outside that wasn't showing it. So I did the work within and on myself to get the reflection that I wanted. When we look in a mirror or in a reflection of our life and we don't like what we see, we can stop, we can take a breath, we can remember that we are all part of the one source, of the one life. And there are no mistakes. Everything is made of the infinite source. There is never anything that can be made that was not made of the infinite source. Also in the Science of Mind textbook, this is on page 365, Science of Mind, sorry. We know that divine circulation animates our being. It's the energy of the universe that's moving through us that is the life that we are experiencing. Chinese sages tell us that Tao, meaning spirit, produces everything, nourishes everything, and maintains everything. It spreads itself over everything. It flows through everything and is in all things. Indeed, being all that is, there can be nothing outside it. There is a spiritual presence that pervades the universe, and this presence, welling up in our consciousness, evermore proclaims itself as the source and root of all. The enlightened of all ages told us that this is God within us, that recognizes itself in everything we are, God within us. Thinking about that, the source of all life is within us. We are made up of the same things as the stars, as the plants, as the planets. We are that same energy. Of course, we look a little differently. We don't look like the sun, because the sun has a different purpose. But the sun is there doing its thing, and it is made up of the source of all life, the source of all creation. Okay. So there is a correlation between what we think about and what we experience in our life. And that's based on our beliefs. If we don't like what we're seeing in our life, we need to look within at our own belief system. Noble Benning sent a quote to us this morning, and bless his heart, as soon as I saw it, I go, oh, I have to include that in the talk. It says, I am never stuck, for I can always choose new thoughts and new ways of thinking. I can always choose a new thought. I can look out at the public and see all the things that people are doing, or I can look at them as God in action, no matter what they're doing. And I have mentioned before that God comes in many disguises. If you don't believe me, take the trolley, because God is in every single one. Every human being is made up of the divine. Many people don't know this about themselves. They don't know it about others. But when we do know that there is only one source of everything that is, it is, in my opinion, it is incumbent upon us to practice what we believe. Practice being non-confrontational. Practice being pleasant. Practice smiling. Practice helping others. Because every time we help someone else, we are not just helping them, we are helping ourselves by reinforcing our own faith that good is present. All of this is a reminder for us to think about what we're thinking about. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The bad and the ugly, can we just kind of let those go? Don't bring them up first. Look for the good. Look for kindness. Look for how can I be at peace within myself right here and right now. Everything in this universe, and all universes, multiverses, multi-galaxies, whatever there are, because we don't really know. We guess, we make definitions, we explain what we think to other people, and some people go, oh, that's wonderful, yes, of course, you're right. And other people go, are you nuts? So it doesn't matter. We know, we absolutely know that the universe is cause and effect. Think about gravity. You let go of a ball, it falls to the ground. They even have measured how fast something will come to the ground in feet per second per second. Everything that we think is a cause and will show up as an effect in our life. Our life changes in accordance to our beliefs. Everything that we think, say, do, and act upon. Also in the Science of Mind, there is chapter 19, and it is called The Practice of Spiritual Mind Healing, because that's what we do. We practice spiritual mind healing. That is the whole foundation of this teaching. Phineas Parkhurst Quimby, who is the father of New Thought, his question was, how did Jesus heal? And so his entire adult life, he was exploring, how did Jesus heal? And he said he did it with the science of knowing exactly what he said was going to happen. Because there's that power for good in the universe that's greater than we are, and we can use it. And Jesus embodied that. That was how he lived. So I'm going to read something to you right here. One should never allow himself to think of or talk about limitation or poverty. Life is a mirror and will reflect back to the thinker what he thinks into it. The more spiritual the thought, the higher its manifestation. Spiritual thought means an absolute belief in and reliance upon truth. This is both natural and normal. He says, all is love and yet all is law. Love is the impelling force and law executes the will of love. Man is a center of God consciousness in the great whole. He cannot deface his real being, but he may hinder the whole from coming into a complete expression through his life. Turning to the one with complete abandonment and in absolute trust, he will find that he is already saved, healed, and prospered. This is the image of our teaching symbol. And it's not God, it's just a form for us to remember. The circle represents the wholeness of all that is. And it's divided into three sections. The top section is the idea. The middle section is the law that puts the idea into action. And the bottom is the form. This V here in the middle is to remind us that thoughts become things, that what we think about comes about. And we don't have to do anything because this law right here is automatic. As soon as we have a thought, the law goes, oop, let me go. I can make this, I can do this. And then based on our belief system, it comes out as what we desire. Basically, you plant the seed and the law produces the plant. The better the seed, the more quality the crop. You plant a seed from a weed, you will find a weed growing. The soil doesn't care what kind of seed it is. It will produce that weed. The law of mind works the same way. The law does not judge or compare one thought to another. A negative thought will produce a negative experience. The more spiritual the thought, the higher its manifestation. As I mentioned earlier, when you speak your word, the law of mind is activated and the result is the creation of your word. Marcus Aurelius said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength." You'll find your strength of character, strength of faith, strength of your conviction, strength of self-identity, a greater understanding and strength of the spirit within you. So we have come to the realization that we create our lives through our actions, words, and thoughts. What we think about comes about. The words we speak have the power to create. Remember, creation, to evolve from one's own thought or imagination as a work of art or an invention. So the words we speak have the power to create, and our actions reflect back to us both what we think about and what we talk about. Remember that this divine creative process, spirit creates through the law that your thoughts and ideas compel into action. So think it true. Whatever you want, whatever changes you would like to make within your little area, think it true. And the entire world benefits. So I thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.